Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Barbara. Welcome to the Recipe Box. We've got a lot of exciting things happening around here, so stay tuned. And we're live. Welcome, everyone, to the show. I appreciate you taking time out to listen to my podcast. And for all of you who listen through the archives, I truly, truly, truly want to say thank you so, so much. I don't know you by name, but I know that you're out there. And I am very active out there on Twitter. So if you follow me on Twitter, say hey and give me a shout out, and I will return the favor, especially if you have a foodie blog. I would love to check it out and mention you on my show. So today's show, I'm going to talk about the foodie bloggers that I follow, actually kosher foodies and other resources, bakers, recipe sites, and things like that. Let me mention this. My tag on Twitter is at The Recipe Box, but you probably knew that, but I'm just going to mention it again. At The Recipe Box, you can find me there on Twitter. So in this episode, I'm going to share the people and businesses that I follow and those that I really enjoy. And some of them I actually have interviewed on this program or on a different podcast through the author interviews and so forth series that I was going with the Miami Book Fair. I'm trying to remember what year that was, but I don't recall, so I'm not going to waste your time. But let me get into it. First of all, I want to say that Joan Nathan probably is my all-time favorite because I grew up watching her show. So if you're not familiar with Joan Nathan, you want to check out her website, and it is joannathan.com. It says joannathan.com. She is the author of 10 cookbooks. I got to meet her through an interview on her most recent cookbook, which is Quiches, Kugels, and Couscous: My Search for Jewish Cooking in France, and it was named one of the 10 best cookbooks of 2010 by NPR. So if you're not familiar with that cookbook, you want to go out and grab it. She is such an interesting person. She is a very people-oriented person, and that's why I love her so much. She's easy to understand when she's explaining her recipes, and her cookbooks are just fabulous, and of course, the photos are gorgeous. You can follow Joan on Twitter. Her tag on Twitter is Joan_Nathan on Twitter. That account is not very active. It's not updated regularly, like throughout the day. So you might miss her post if you have an active feed the way I do. But she is on Twitter. But check out her website, of course. Here are a couple of recipes that I saw that really piqued my interest. One is the Passover almond cake with figs, orange, and honey. Another is salty anise butter cookies. And another, walnut pomegranate chicken. So don't those sound yummy? You want to check out Joan Nathan at joannathan.com. So she's going to be the number one on my list. The second person, and probably she's a tie with Joan Nathan, but Noreen Gillets. Noreen was on my show, I think, about three different times. We talked about Passover. We talked about different traditions and recipes. But Noreen is based in Canada. She's in Toronto. Her website is Gourmania, GOURMANIA.com. She is a jewel. She is just a precious, precious lady. I love her, love her, love her. She, of course, she's a cookbook author. She's a food writer. She does lectures. She's a spokesperson. Very, very active on Facebook. Her community on Facebook is awesome. So if you're on Facebook, check her out. She is on Twitter at Noreen Gillets. And let me spell out her name. It's NoreenGillets. So that's Noreen. She also specializes in recipe makeovers. She is now starting her own food product line, which is very, very exciting. So her, but let me mention the cookbook where I met her. I met her through the cookbook, The New Food Processor Bible. But she has many, many others. But that's the one that she was interviewed on my show about that one. Her new product line, let me get back to that, is Kooglitz. Okay, so I'll spell it. Kooglitz. Of course, it's in stores in Toronto, in Canada. The flavors are potato, sweet potato, and confetti, which is the carrot zucchini. They're gluten-free, and of course, they're kosher. So check her out at Gourmania, GOURMANIA.com. I don't know if they're sold through her website. I think they're only sold through the local store because they're in the frozen food section. But reach out to Noreen. She's, like I said, she's just a sweetheart of a lady. You would love, love, love her. My next source is The Joy of Kosher, of course. Joy of Kosher magazine is the baby of Jamie Geller. And you probably are already familiar with Jamie, but let me just mention she is a best-selling cookbook author. She has been called the Jewish Rachel Way, if that helps to give you a picture of the type of work that she does. She wants fast, easy, simple, delicious food. She lives in Israel with her husband and her five children. Her latest book is Joy of Kosher, Fast, Fresh Family Recipes. And you can follow Jamie's on Twitter at Joy of Kosher Mag, M-A-G. The magazine, of course, you can subscribe to it as a, you know, through the postal mail, or they have an app you can download. You can subscribe that way as well. It is high-end kosher cooking, full of tips, recipes, travel articles, wine, all that kind of great stuff, and some of the behind-the-scenes restaurant news and so forth. Based in Brooklyn, New York, the magazine is. Some of her recipes, let's take a look. Orange chicken with beets and sweets, minute roast with pan drippings. Like I said, very, very fast, easy recipes. My next one is going to be Spertus. Spertus is the Spertus Institute in Chicago. And I learned about this place through an interview with Chef Laura Frankel. She was on the show, and she was talking about her cookbook, The Slow Cooker, Jewish Slow Cooker. So we were talking about basically crockpot recipes, and Chef Laura took time out. She is extremely busy, and she took time out to be on the show, and I love her for that. I really do, because it was in the middle of the day, and I know how incredibly busy she is there. So at the Spertus Institute, they have a kosher kitchen, of course, and it is Wolfgang Puck is the spearhead of that culinary experience, as we would say, there at the location in Spertus. They do catering, and you can reach out to them. They're at 610 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. The website is Spertus, spertus.edu. It is the Spertus Institute for Jewish Learning and Leadership. And on Twitter, they're just at Spertus, S-P-E-R-T-U-S. So you can follow them there. You'll get a lot of information about what's going on there. And like I said, you can reach out to them at their website if you want to have an event catered. Or give a shout-out to Chef Laura. The Kosher Eye. Kosher Eye talks about all kinds of things. So food, gadgets, recipes, books, travel, events, all those types of things. Kosher Eye, K-O-S-H-E-R-E-Y-E, is on Twitter, and that's their website, so koshereye.com. I believe they're based in Atlanta, Georgia. They share a lot of information on the website, tons and tons of recipes. They have a lot of contributing food testers, product testers, cookbook authors, chefs. So as you can imagine, the website is just jam-packed with really, really awesome things. It was started by Lois Held and Roberta Scher, but I believe Roberta has stepped away from the work and is now just being spearheaded by by Lois. Let me just double check that. Nope, I'm sorry, I got it reversed. So it's Roberta that is still working on Kosher Eye, but Lois has stepped away to do some travel, I believe. So check out koshereye.com. My next one on my list that I follow on Twitter is Kosher Foodies, KosherFoodies. That's their tag on Twitter. That's Stephanie and Jessica. Stephanie and Jessica started back in 2009 as a blog. They've got over 500 recipes. They are very, very active on Instagram, so you get lots of great photos, and they update regularly, so check them out. Their website is kosherfoodies.com, of course. kosherfoodies.com. I believe they're based out of New York. It's very personable, so you get to know them based on the based on a lot of the food that they're creating there and just their experiences cooking kosher. And a couple of recipes there: kosher vegetarian moussaka, garlic rosemary lamb riblets. Nice. So check them out, thekosherfoodies.com, and on Twitter they're just Kosher Foodies. My next one is Paula Schauer. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Paula. S-H-O-Y-E-R. She is the kosher baker, and I love her recipes because my mom baked a lot, and so this really is an interest to me. She's the author of The Holiday Kosher Baker and The Kosher Baker Sweet Genius. Let's take a look here. She's based out of Chevy Chase, Maryland. She also offers classes at Paula's Parisian Pastries. That's 3108 Black Chestnut Lane there in Chevy Chase. A couple of recipes is the challah beer bread pudding, caramelized nut tart, key lime cheesecake squares, sorbet cake. And her website is thekosherbaker.com. She's active on Twitter, and so check her out there. I'm running out of time. Let me go quickly. Kosher Scoop. And on Twitter, they are Kosher Scoop Info. I-N-F-O. So kosherscoop.com is their website. They offer the latest news in kosher cooking, gourmet cooking, lots of stories, lots of videos, things going on. They're in partnership with another magazine, so they have a lot of travel information and events. Let me continue on. Their website is kosherscoop.com. A couple of recipes I'll mention. Pizza donuts. You can't miss that, right? Scallion cheese souffle, stuffed mini baguettes. Check them out. They're very active on Twitter. And let's see, this is my last one? Yes, I made it. Gloria Cobrin, K-O-B-R-I-N. Gloria is a darling. She is active in her social media. She mentions that she's only 5 feet tall. She gives lots of tips on living kosher. She has an all Shabbat menu page, which is awesome. So you can just go directly to that page to get all of her information on that. Her website is set up so beautifully that you really feel like you're talking to her. It just has her personality all over it. She has her favorite recipes highlighted. She does have an app, so you can just download the app to get her information. It is just very well organized on the website, and the website is kosherbygloria.com. So you can download the Kosher Cookbook app for your iPhone or your Android, and you can check out her website. The recipes that stood out to me: duck in orange sauce, glazed roasted pears, chicken pot pie, and skinless fried chicken. There, I made it within my little time. So check out everybody that I mentioned. If you've got some other favorites, one more. Cook Kosher, and their tag on Twitter is Cook Kosher. Their website is cookkosher.com. A couple of recipes that stood out: edible menorah. How awesome and cool is that? Gourmet sausage puffs, zucchini chips. That's the base. I'm going to go quick. Home of the Made Easy Cookbooks by Leah Shapira and Victoria Dweck. it's a community-based website. So you join the community, lots of forums, lots of recipe collections. So you meet a lot of cool people on that site. That's it. I got them all in. All right, so I'm out of time. Thank you so, so much for listening. Check me out there on Twitter, at The Recipe Box. Reach out to me. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Share with me your foodie experiences and anything else you'd like to listen to on the show. Check out my archives. Of course, Chef Laura was on, Noreen Gillis was on, Joe Nathan was on. They're going to be in the archives of the show. And thanks for all those who listened to my show last week about raising chickens in the city. And, yes, my girls are doing fine. I'm going to go feed them now. You have a fabulous day, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon. Next week I'll talk about starting your gourmet kitchen garden. It's time to start those seeds. Talk to you next week.
Ladies, looking for bath and body care products that actually work and smell good too? SmellGoodSpa.com has what you need. Smell Good Spa handcrafts products for the woman who loves to live good, feel good, and smell good wholesomely. Visit SmellGoodSpa.com today to pick up something wholesome for yourself and your entire family. Live good, feel good, smell good. SmellGoodSpa.com.
Are you looking for great gifts for friends or family? At BlackHeritageGifts.com, we offer unique games and gift items featuring images of our Black culture from around the world. The Black Heritage Gifts online store is where you can select from a variety of products such as clothing, puzzles, greeting cards, cell phone and tablet covers, tote bags, backpacks, coffee mugs, and more. We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on all products, and most items ship within 24 hours after you place your order. Visit BlackHeritageGifts.com today. New products are added regularly, so check back often and tell your friends about BlackHeritageGifts.com.